This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And I think I saw you Googling around. I heard you mumbling to yourself. So did you want to start with the apology to me and to everybody? Because for years,
hang on,
you get in, you
there's a technicality.
Nope, you take your heels in on this one thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And you might be wrong.
Might. There you go.
You are wrong.
No, might.
Here's the thing. So it's Memorial Weekend. Everybody's gonna be out barbecuing.
Grilling.
That's what Steve does.
Yes.
You guys don't barbecue. You grill.
You're grilling.
But Steve, then, to prove his point, before we came on the air to talk about grilling and barbecuing techniques, he's like, I'm going to go Google it so I have my evidence in my favor. What happened when you Googled it, buddy?
It blew up in my face. Well, okay, with barbecuing, it's not just about the food. They also now extend the definition of barbecue to the actual gathering of people together to consume charred meat.
Yes.
Yes. So I always thought it was just slow, the way you cooked meat, slow and low, which none of you are doing. You're grilling. You're not.
I do still cook slow and low for some things.
Oh, okay.
I still use my Traeger, but that's more smoking.
Yeah,
but
that's like, smoking.
But what do you call, so if you had a grill, which you don't.
You don't
get to, this is like you having opinions about marriages and children. Like, you're the guy over here, I understand, even though I've never done any of that.
Because I'm not in the thick of it. I'm above it,
you
looking down.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should start a blog about vegetables.
Vegetables.
Because you know nothing about vegetables either.
Right, neither does my body.
So what do you call, if you were to call the place where you cook meat.
Yes.
What would you, a name for that, you would call it a grill.
A grill.
Right? But have you ever called it anything longer than that? Because.
Barbecue grill?
Yes.
Now, another thing, too, if for barbecue, you have to have the barbecue sauce in there, too.
That doesn't not,
yep.
No, because guess what?
What?
Some places do barbecue sauceless. It's dry.
Yeah, it's the rub. That's what I meant.
So, does it, do you see how hard you're digging in to not
right.
just say
I
you're
not,
sorry
I got nothing.
That you've been wrong this entire
time?
Oh, I dug my heels. You've dug, like, you've.
Slacker?
Whoa, hold on. Whoa. Everybody, Slacker. Stop. Go ahead.
I owe you and everybody else a sort of apology. I may have perhaps been wrong, and you might have been right this entire time, perhaps.
Could you just run through that whole thing again without the may have and perhapses?
Slacker, I apologize to you. You were right. I was wrong.
Whoa!
Perhaps. Yeah, so everybody barbecue this weekend.
Yep.
Everybody grill and barbecue.
Yeah, if you wanted to invite Steve to a barbecue, he would now come.
I know.
Because for years he's like, F you, no! Unless your sauce or rub. Dude.
So yeah, happy barbecuing.
So when it's on, like a hot dog, if you came over to somebody's house and the hot dog wasn't charred, then what? God, that's...
See?
You can't even...
I know.
At your house, you don't... Like, you can't do anything.
You're right.
You can't even invite people over for a gathering. You'd have to, like, do a kitchen.
Yes, a George Foreman.
Yes. Who wants to go over for a Foreman then? So we got some tips on how to make the perfect burger. Did you read that thing?
And they're right. They're actually got it right for once.
There's some things that I have seen recently. I haven't made burgers in forever because basically nobody in my family eats them.
No, it's beneath you now. You have Traegers and you have this. What's the
new
one?
Burgers. The what?
The Traegers. The bucket of water. And I went up at the ski house. That thing we learned. That new one.
Oh, sous vide?
Yes. See, you're
no,
a sous vide.
No, you can't sous vide on Memorial weekend.
Oh, you said can't. You were going to sous vide.
No, you could. But no, sous vide is more of a,
okay.
Is more, no, it's, can I say this? I don't have this stat around, The one thing that kind of drives me nuts about Memorial Weekend, for the last few minutes, we've been talking about grilling versus barbecuing. Is it dry rub? Is it, and we got burger tips and we got all this stuff. Here, I'm going to be Captain Bring Down for 1 second,
no,
but it's not Captain Bring Down.
I hope you're going where I hope you're going.
There was a survey where it was, I can't remember.
It was sad.
It's like 5%, only 55%. I guess that's a lot, but it's not enough.
Sad.
Know why we have Memorial Week.
Exactly. What are we memorializing? Ask somebody that I have no idea.
Memorial doesn't even come into their head. It's like Memorial Weekend means I get a day off of work,
right,
and I get to hang on the lake.
Barbecue,
drink some beers, right, and whatever.
No. It's about none of that.
It really isn't. I remember growing up, my parents, I mean, I have lots of members of my family that were in the military.
Yeah.
We would Memorial Day weekend, we would go to the cemetery.
Yes, you would.
Bring your flowers. Yes. And no one does that anymore. There's like a time, God, I don't have that in front of me either, but I think it's like 3 o'clock on Monday in your local time, you're supposed to take a moment and have a minute of silence.
I did not know this. We've been supposed to be doing this every year this whole time. What, can you say that again?
I think
please?
It's at 3 o'clock on Monday, but Google it.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure it's 3 o'clock in your local time. Stop whatever you're doing. Stop your grilling. Stop your barbecuing. And stop and think about the people who died to make it so you could have Monday off.
Right.
I hate getting all preachy, but damn, you know.
I'm glad you did that.
You and me have such a respect for the military because neither of us, I don't think, are capable of doing what they've done. And nor, I think we're both probably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll just speak for me.
Okay.
I'm way too selfish to lay down for other people. And these guys have done that. In fact, I also want to mention it's out off of 6th and 225. Our sister station, Rick Crandall in KZW, he built that Colorado Freedom Memorial out
with
there.
Your donations.
He did. And so if you don't have any other place to go, I'd go out there.
And the whole crew just cleaned that whole memorial just a couple of weeks ago. So it's all ready.
It's really cool. And you can see the people specifically from Colorado.
There you go.
Who passed
in the line of duty. Dude, that's such not a bring down, man.
One other thing I want to mention about Memorial Weekend, because I know T-Hack, our producer, his wife is kind of involved in this a little bit. She's flying to go to a baby shower this weekend.
Not on this weekend.
No, it's a bridal shower. Yeah.
Still on this weekend.
That is, there's an etiquette thing out that says you are a complete D-bag if you plan anything other than a barbecue / grilling on this weekend.
If you
planned your wedding on this weekend,
you're a selfish bastard.
You absolutely are.
Yes.
I mean, and so she's got to fly, like.
Right.
What?
It's the worst travel weekend of all time.
You're forcing people into the busiest airports and taking away their 3-day weekend. This is a time for everybody to hopefully remember the veterans and also be with their family.
Right. Not. No. No.
So if you wanted to invite me or Steve to anything this weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
We're not coming.
Ha ha.
Unless it's a grilling.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.